Let's do the coordinating committee report, please.
Okay, there's one remaining motion from the coordinating committee that I would like to present. It has to do with the functioning of our committee, some of which have been struggling to make quorum and therefore have had trouble functioning. The motion would, because in May, because we had delayed directors' elections for this year, there was a sort of a compromise motion that came out of the PNB to allow each station, each signal area to send two directors, if there was somebody willing, to the a second director on each of our standing committees, with the exception of finance, which has a specific configuration, which is designated in the bylaws. So the motion would allow the committees that have had additional members added to revert to the former quorum, so that the quorum would be less of a hurdle in getting our work done, which, of course, we all know needs to be done in committee in order to have an efficient governing structure, which we all strive toward, don't always quite achieve. The motion reads as follows. For those committees which have seen additional directors added as a result of the motion dated May 16th, 08, quorum shall revert to the number in effect prior to those additions.
Okay.
Second.
Okay.
It came from committee. I appreciate it.
What?
It came from the committee.
Okay. So the motion from the coordinating committee has been seconded. Is there a discussion? Kathy?
I just wanted to say that I felt that a lot of the committees had difficulty with quorum because of the overwhelming number of finance committee meetings leading up to the budgetary process, and everybody wanting to either participate or listen in to those. And I believe that that also had an effect on quorum for some of the other committees. So I'm not convinced that we need to lessen the quorum, because the purpose of this compromise was to attempt to reach fairness, and to change the quorum simply undermines that attempt to reach fairness. So I just want to oppose that motion.
Okay. Jack, and then Doc, and then Grace.
I would just like to, I should have said that this, the spirit of this motion is not in any way to disparage people who joined the committees as a result of the May motion. I think if you look at the results, that isn't the case. It's just that we need to get these committees working.
Okay. Doc and Grace?
Okay, I also agree with that. It doesn't keep people from coming to the meeting, but it does allow the committee to do business if people don't show up. And what we found long before NFC was meeting every day was that people still didn't come to the meetings. And you get to a meeting and you can't conduct business because you don't have quorum. And you call people, you get them on the phone and tell them, I need for you to get on the line so we can make quorum, and whatever they're doing, they're too busy to do that. And you can't run the business of the foundation like that. So if we can adjust so that we can, that doesn't negate people from coming on the call. It does say, however, that we'll conduct business whether you get on the call or not. And that's, you know, what we're trying to talk about here.
Thank you. Grace?
A year or two ago, a well-meaning but rather cumbersome motion passed in the PNB Governance Committee stating that nobody could be removed from PNB committees without being notified of their pending removal.
I think, if you don't mind me interrupting, I think there's some confusion here. This isn't to remove members.
No, I understand that, but let me I think that that motion should be rescinded, and non-attending PNB committee members should be removed as soon as they don't attend their third meeting. That way, because if you have a large committee with a significant proportion of people who don't attend or only attend once in a while, you have to keep reiterating all the aspects of the committee. They come on, they want to be updated, and so on and so forth. I think it's better if we tighten up our committees by automatically, if the person fails to show up a third time in a row, that they're automatically removed from the committee, and that spot from their station is opened up for another person to take if they so see fit. That way we can reach quorum in these committees.
Okay.
I mean, that would be my substitute motion.
I'm calling the motion out of order.
And why is that?
I think that there's a motion on the floor. You're talking about removing members from committee. They're talking about reducing quorum so that a committee can move forward with its work. And I'm going to call it out of order. I welcome you to challenge my ruling.
Okay. I would challenge the ruling based on I would prefer to go back to what the bylaws state regarding quorum rather than making a special rule subverting the bylaws. So let's. Does anyone have the bylaws and can see what the bylaws state?
Grace, I'm sorry. You challenged my ruling. We're going to have a vote on challenging the ruling of the chair on that. I've ruled Grace's motion out of order.
I'll speak to it.
Jack.
Yeah. I believe that, I appreciate the sentiment of Grace's motion. I'm a little worried about a tendency to resort to punitive measures within this culture, which I think is very destructive. And also, I think, I'm speaking to the motion, so let's skip that. I think it's beyond the scope of the original motion. I think it's something that should be referred to governance, and it also will, because it will also entail the issue of excused absences. Anyone can subvert that three-meeting rule with excused absences.
Okay. Anybody else want to... I don't know how to. George, what do I do now the chair has been challenged?
You take a vote on it.
Okay, thank you. No discussion?
No, it can be discussed.
All right.
That's fine.
All right. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, one each.
Yeah, I'd like to say I think it is in order. It's relevant to the subject matter. It doesn't have to be, can even be contradictory to the original motion. I don't think it's necessarily wise, but I think it's in order. If it passes, you're going to need two-thirds. In order to
overrule
to pass
me.
No.
Oh.
To overrule you just needs a majority.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Sherry.
All right. Oh, gosh.
No, but if you are overruled and it does become discussable and we have to have two-thirds to pass it anyway.
Okay.
So anyway, I think it's in order, but unwise.
All right. Mary, call the roll. This is on whether or not the chair is overruled.
Okay.
Yeah, that's debatable.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Upholding the chair.
Yes, upholds the chair.
Yes, or, upholds it. No.
No, didn't you mean yes?
A yes vote is support the chair. It's a challenge to sustain the chair. So if you vote yes, you sustain the chair.
She voted yes.
Okay. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Once again, no.
If you want to sustain the chair, you
Once
vote
again,
yes.
No.
If you want to challenge the chair, you oppose.
She meant and said no.
A.C. Byrd.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Zakai Free.
Pass.
Ambrose Lane.
Yes.
Afian Mongaza.
No.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sar Brandawa?
Yes.
George Ryder?
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross?
He's not here.
Jamie Ross out of the room. I'll come back to him. Wendy Schrell?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalo?
No.
Yoshi Yamanaka.
Abstain.
Okay, we had Kathy Davis passed. That's okay. Jamie Ross, you were out of the room. The vote is to challenge yes to sustain the chair or no to challenge to challenge.
You passed.
How do you vote?
I pass.
You pass. Okay.
Two passes to go back to.
All right, Zakai Free.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Let's see. I'm now at, Kathy Davis.
Kathy abstains.
You abstain. Okay.
Jamie Ross.
Jamie Ross.
Abstain.
Okay. Abstain. Okay.
All right. So now we're going to...
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 to support the chair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to oppose the chair. So the chair's vote is sustained.
Okay, the chair's vote is sustained. Can we move on to Jack's motion now? Is there further discussion? Nia?
No, I call the question.
Okay. The question's been called on the motion from the coordinating committee. Would you like the motion read to you again?
Yep.
Please, Jack.
For those committees which have seen additional directors added as a result of the motion dated May 16, 2008, quorum shall revert to the number in effect prior to those additions.
Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Okay, again, Grace Eric.
Discussion. I'm sorry.
Wasn't that the question? We should vote to close debate.
Oh, I thought we had. I'm sorry. Okay. Further discussion. I would entertain a motion.
The question's been called.
Is there an objection to closing debate?
I object.
Okay. Right. So further discussion. Grace.
Okay. I'd just like to read the bylaws regarding this. I'd just like to read the bylaws. This is article. What article is this, Carolyn?
Article
6, Section 5. Can you get... Oh, there we go. Sorry. Here we go.
Quorum and approval.
A quorum of any meeting of the Board of Directors shall consist of a majority of the then-serving directors. If after a quorum has been established at a meeting of the directors, some directors leave the meeting and there is no longer a quorum present, those directors remaining may continue to take action so long as a resolution receives at least that number of affirmative votes as would constitute a majority of a quorum. And then it gives an example. Except as otherwise expressly provided herein, the approval of a majority of the board present in voting shall be required for any action of the board. So I just wanted to state that personally, as a member of the Governance Committee, I think the more we adhere to the bylaws and make them work, the better we are. And so, therefore, I object to Jack's well-meaning or the Coordinating Committee's well-meaning motion to try to get our committees functioning. But I think it would be better to revert to the bylaws.
Thank you. Any further comment?
Yeah, I have a comment.
Any further comment? Jack.
Yeah, the bylaws also state in Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 5, that the action meetings and actions of committees shall be governed by and held and taken in accordance with the provisions of Article 6 that you correctly cited, with such changes in context of those sections as are necessary to substitute the committee and its members for the board and its members. And I would suggest that the context of the committee formation, which was irregular this year, in order to facilitate the functioning of the committees requires a perhaps slightly liberal interpretation of the context of the committees.
Thank you. Wendy.
Point of information?
Point of information.
Yeah. Do you have any idea of how many committees were not able to meet this year because of a lack of quorum? Is there a number of some sort?
Well, I know for a fact that governance has certainly had a problem. I know personnel had a series of meetings. If you've been you've convened committee meetings. You know that it's a lot of work to convene the meeting and then to reschedule. It has really impeded the work of the personnel committee. I know audit committee had one meeting where once in 2 years.
Okay, Wendy.
I was in the hospital when this motion passed to add additional people to the committees rather than hold the elections again for the contested seats, and I would have voted against it pretty much for the same reasons that we're talking about here, that the bylaws say that the committees are supposed to have a certain membership. I think, you know, I understand the PMB is trying to be accommodating, but we've heard all weekend long different examples of what happens when we – try to be accommodating, you know, or can't make a decision that we go and just include everyone. And now we're bearing the problem of that is the committee quorum is even harder.
Did somebody,
anyway, I just don't think that two wrongs make a right, so I'm going to vote against this, too.
Okay, thank you. I have point of information.
Does this motion just go on for the rest of this year?
Yes.
Yes,
it ends in December.
Until the new committee is formed.
Okay. I have Nia and then Yosh.
let me just, this is Nia out of Whatever, right? Now, you know, it's really fascinating to hear this. I know from experience that, I'm not pointing anybody, I'm just simply stating a fact. From my experience, a lot of the people that fought to be on these committees are some of the very ones who aren't coming. And I can speak from experience. And we say that, you know, we went through the exercise of getting signatures so we could run on the board because we want to be responsible. This is part of our responsibility. If you say you want to be on a committee and that you come to the meeting, I really don't understand this. So what was the fight all about? And now we're doing this. We have a lot of work to get done. You heard the listeners that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. I've been in that position. In a way, I can't blame them because we're taking our time to do this. Here we are trying to expedite the work by trying to get this motion through. And look at what we're doing. I just don't think that's admirable.
Thank you. Yosh?
Yes, Jamie asked my point of information, so I will call the question.
I knew that you were going to do that, Yosh. The question's been called and seconded. Is there any further discussion on the motion before the board? Okay, any objection to calling the question? Seeing none, Jack, would you read the motion again?
For those committees which have seen additional directors added as a result of the motion dated May 16, 2008, quorum shall revert to the number in effect prior to those additions.
Thank you. Madam Secretary.
All right. Grace Arum?
No.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
Most definitely.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Sakai Free?
Pass.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Effian Mongazo?
No.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sor Brandawa?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
No.
Yoshi Yamanaka?
Yes.
Okay. Zakai Free, you passed?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. It's 12 to 7 with
12, yes, that passed.
7, no.
There's